Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Season 2, Episode 6, By Fire, on this Gotham Talk podcast, number 29. Wow, I can't believe it's already 29 episodes. Just seems like yesterday. we are live, but you could, this is the only best podcast out there. No, just kidding. But definitely one that you can access. You can be part of the show. You can always call in. I don't think I've ever turned away anyone. Even crank callers call in, and I let them talk. And then they run out of material, so they hang up instead of me hanging up on them. So it's a fun experience. So if you're listening to this already on iTunes, we are live every Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that number is 347-637-3821. We have two live callers, so let's get to them right away so we can start the show. From America 239, who is this?
Matt from Florida. I did some switching around last night. I watched it in my DVR after the amazing pilot of Supergirl.
Awesome. So what did you think of Gotham last night?
It was pretty good. I thought it was interesting to see the birth of Firefly, but man, that girl was crazy.
Yes.
And Catwoman. Cat is becoming the rise of Catwoman. And geez,
yes.
Penguin,
yes,
is definitely
her fighting
going
styles
nuts.
Are so good.
Yes, and seeing Catwoman with the flamethrower, and then seeing the rise of the Riddler, it almost like he killed her.
I think he did. I think she is gone. So sad, though, right?
Like, yeah, he finally got Miss Kringle, and then all of a sudden,
and then
the
he kills
Riddler,
her.
Yep. Are we doing Supergirl talk after this?
Yes. If you're a fan of Gotham Talk, hopefully you're a fan of Supergirl, which premiered also last night. So we're going to be
doing
Supergirl talk
texting
on the pilot.
Hey, Zeus, we need to get your phone number because Joe Francesco and Chris and I were texting about it last night.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. So, yes, join us on Supergirl talk right after Gotham Talk. All right, we have another caller from AmeriCode 609. Who is this?
It's Frank to the Future. How you doing?
Hey, Frank to the Future. How's it going, man?
Not bad.
So what year are you in right now?
I am in 1989 right now.
89, huh? What movies are playing in 89?
Well, we're waiting for Batman to come out. I mean, that's supposed to be a goodie.
Supposedly the comedian by the name of Michael Keaton is in it.
Yeah, he's a lot of people are, you know, up in arms about it. I don't know. We'll have to see, check it out. I mean, I haven't seen it yet.
Back to the Future Part 2 is out right now then that year.
Yeah. There you go. So welcome back to the show, Francesco. Did you watch By Fire on Gotham last night?
I have to say something. I mean, I know a lot of people are kind of still on the fence, or some people have completely just jumped off the fence and just, like, totally disregarded the show. But I have to say, like, out of all the comic book shows that we have, I mean, this is the only one that I've seen that's wrapped up Tim Burton's version, Christopher Nolan's version, like the 66, all wrapped up into one. I mean, sometimes it's kooky, sometimes it's serious. I really enjoy the show.
Me too.
I mean,
it's a good balance, you know, from the other ones. You know, it's just, for me, it is.
It is. I mean, in the beginning of the first season, I said, you know, I want more Bruce Wayne, more Bruce Wayne. But then, as the story goes along, I mean, like, you push it to the back of your mind, and then in the second season, like, I'm interested. Like last night, for example, last night was Riddler's show for real. Edward Nygma did such a good job.
Oh my gosh,
yesterday.
I felt so sorry for him.
Well, this is the thing. He didn't know he was choking her, and I'm thinking that it was the bat. I think it was the Edward Nygma that's in the mirror that did it because he didn't realize what he was doing.
Right.
You know,
oh, okay.
You get what
I
I'm
understand.
Saying?
Like, it could be like that multiple personality.
Yeah, so overall, I have to say that I like this show. I mean, I really, really like, on Monday nights, I am super pumped to see it. I thought that Firefly was awesome. I mean, her
look
was so good.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminded me of a Spider-Man type of costume where, you know, Peter Parker first creates his first run, and she had that bee, you know, that insect kind of look with her goggles. It was really great.
And one last thing. Do you remember the show, Jesus, a couple years back called Alcatraz?
Yes, on NBC,
It was so good, and it kind of reminds me the way they shoot this. It's very, gray, blacks, and whites, very rainy. I mean,
dreamy.
I mean, I really like the show. I mean, I wish people would get on board, and they're delivering on a lot of stuff that they promised. I know last year they messed up on a lot of things and they had a couple hiccups.
Right.
But I mean, let's give them a chance. I mean, the third season. I mean, at this point, if they're still misfiring in the third season, I can say okay. Then you know, I guess they don't know what they're doing. But I'm really liking what's going on with all the characters. I cannot stand Mr. Caliban or whatever the hell his name is. He's annoying. He's such a sneaky little bastard.
Galavan.
Go ahead.
This episode was directed by our good friend, Gotham Talker, Mr. T.J. Scott.
It.
He also directed
T.J.
this
Scott.
One. And really good back-to-back episodes with Strike
week.
Force and then the By Fire. That was a pretty great combination.
Yeah, I saw his written there, and I go, oh, man, he was on the podcast last week.
Yep. Isn't that cool, Matt, that you know you were talking to that director a week ago and his episode is on the air?
Yeah, that was so freaking cool. I caught that. I'm watching it in my DVR, and then all of a sudden I caught that.
That is awesome. See, that's why
I really
love doing this podcast, because you never know
but
who we're going to talk to.
But it sucks, though. It airs the same time as Supergirl, though.
Yeah, but you know what? With streaming now, it doesn't matter who's up against who. I'm very curious as to how hard Supergirl will stay up, and you know we'll talk about that on the Supergirl podcast. But back to Gotham's By Fire. Let me read you a quick synopsis, and stop me whenever you want to talk about a certain scene that I am reading about. It starts off with, after moving away from Pike Brothers. And with Selina Kyle, Bridget Pike is abducted and further abused by the Pikes. That was kind of weird that, brothers are now abducting her.
Shooting knives or something through the window. That was pretty creepy.
Very weird.
And then,
well, I guess that whole family dynamic was kind of, you know, already messed up.
And then she went completely psycho. And then I thought those jerks were finally about to die. I mean, that's not how you treat family. I mean, come on.
That's really brutal, what she did. So Bridget snaps and murders the other Pikes, beginning the crime spree. Bridget Pike is incapacitated in a struggle with a GCPD strike force publicly announced to be dead. In all actuality, Pike is alive, but her entire body is burned. She is taken to the Indian Hill Division of Wayne Enterprises, which secretly performs inhumane experiments on superpower beings. They believe that Bridget is fireproof, unaware that she can actually wore body armor. And then it says, Kristen Kringle learns that Edward Nygma murdered Officer Doherty. In an attempt to keep Kringle from telling anyone, Nygma accidentally strangles her, putting her in a critical condition. Now, when they say critical condition, does that mean she's dead, or do you think she's still alive? Let's go to you, Francesco. Is this the last we've seen of Miss Kringle?
Well, I mean, is that what it says, in critical condition?
Yeah, in critical condition.
I don't know. I mean, if it says critical condition, then we might assume that maybe she passed.
Right.
I don't know. It was so weird last night because I know.
But the way he was crying.
He was crying, and
I think he didn't even check her pulse.
He did, but he sounded like it looked weird because he was like groping her, but he was just trying to wake her up. It was very weird. Like I saw him like hit her boobs a couple times, and I was like, oh, for an actor, but it's kind of awkward, but. I don't know. I hope.
For his story,
I would think it would be very interesting if she kind of snapped out of it and she said, like, oh, you know, he tried to kill me. And, you know, and then I can see him at that point running out of the JCPD and going on his own. You know what I mean?
Yes. All right, Matt, what do you think? Do you think Miss Kringle, this is the end of it?
Yeah, I think she's pretty much dead
because it's got to be the rise of the Riddler.
Yeah, she's pretty much dead there. But, man, that guy who plays the Riddler, that scene there when you see him screaming, wow.
He's so great.
He is so great.
I wish he could call on the podcast. That would be great, right?
I know. That
would
be awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to try to work on that.
I mean, would it be even
possible?
I think
he follows Gotham Talk. I'm not kidding. I'm going to have to check that.
Stephen
Amell.
He's a really good actor.
Oh, him and the Penguin.
Arrow Talk.
Hands down, man.
Stephen Amell or even John Barrowman, does he follow Arrow Talk?
I'm going to have to check, but I know... I know the writers' room, they follow us on Arrow Talk, which is really great. Imagine if they're listening to us and we're like, "Hey, it would be cool to have that, right? Right?"
Yeah.
Until they get a load of me while I'm shitting them.
There you go.
I know. Remember when we were texting Francesco? That's so cool. We're texting now.
Yeah, all right, cool. Okay, so back to. By fire, let me just finish off the synopsis here. It says, Theo Gallivan continues to lure Bruce Wayne, this time offering to help clean up the corruption at Wayne Enterprises. And then poor Butch. And it says, Butch discovers the location of Cobblepot's mother, and Cobblepot begins to rally his gang. Now, poor Butch. Let's talk about Butch right now. Is he dead, or did she just choke him out and he passed out?
He passed out because he did go back to Penguin and say, "I found your mom."
Oh yeah, of course.
that wasn't a dream sequence.
I forgot about that.
But man, that scene when she was about to chop off his head, I was like going saying, "Are you kidding me?" She choked off enough people's heads or body parts in this episode. Jeez, how many more body parts are we going to see chopped off in every season of Gotham?
I know.
Can we get enough of an episode without any body parts?
But you know what?
Because
Butch's upgrade is kind of cool. It's kind of like the hammer, right, Francesco?
Because remember when Butch was working with Fish on how before Penguin even became the king of Gotham, he was just insane. And then he and Penguin were like just doing games and all that.
Uh huh.
And all that crazy stuff. I did like all the scenes with Bruce Wayne. I saw the part with the soon to be Batcave with Bruce and Alfred training. I thought that part was pretty darn cool. And we all know Bruce Wayne is not going to die. because that one guy with the whole Dumas story last week's episode is not going to happen. Because that priest dude says Bruce Wayne will die. He ain't going to die because we know he's going to become Batman.
Yep, we sure do. All right, Francesco, you're back. Looks like you dropped off, but you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Let's see.
Butch, do you think he had a nice upgrade now that he has a hammer? I thought they were going to give him, a cleaver or something. You know, get it? He's the butcher.
Well, I have to say this. First of all, I don't know what's going on with Penguin's hair, okay? And then second of all...
It gets greasier and greasier every time we see him.
Yeah, but it has, this weird, part in the middle that... I don't know, it's weird. But anyway, besides the point, I just feel like they're such good actors. They're really underutilizing the Penguin and Butch.
Yeah.
Because we used to see last season, Penguin was so mobile. He was so conniving. But now he's just in that dark grass room. And
he's in the background, yeah.
Yeah, and Butch, by the way, he was such a good character. He was a lovable Gotham teddy bear. And they kind of made him into some kind of a joke with that mallet on his hand. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that storyline. But,
I was I wanted to like it, but then I'm like, it looked a little dorky when he's not smashing, you know?
Yeah, it's very weird. I mean, they're such good actors, but they're writing them, it's just, they're underutilizing them this season for some, I don't know what's going on, but very, very weird with what they're going with. If I was Bruce's age, you're getting Bruce at an age where he's becoming a man and all he's thinking is with the wrong head. And he's going to be over that place more and more often with that younger girl there. He's just all for that girl. And that's part of the plan. You know what I mean? To keep
mm-hmm.
him close to them and to have him fall in love with that girl. So this way he can get a crack at it. But I wonder what's going to happen with the whatever the guy's name, Galavan. I wonder how it's going to end.
Right. What's the end picture here? All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. We're live right now. You can call in at 347-637-3821. This is Gotham Talk. Who is this? Hello? 469?
Come on,
two
be
guesses.
Joe for grip time.
Yeah, I have two guesses. Joe or Chris?
Maybe they just, sometimes you call and it's just not hearing them. So maybe it's just a bad connection.
Okay, I'm going to leave the channel open. All right, I want to point out my favorite scene in last night's episode. It was definitely Catwoman's fight. I love how, it was the point where when they were trying to take her away and she kind of did the flip on the guy and then flipped him. That was so cool choreography. The fighting in that definitely sparked an interest in, it is Catwoman. It kind of gave you that look. And if you notice, also another Catwoman scene is the video. Remember when Jim Gordon paused the video? She was posing like a cat on the street. I'm like, that is awesome. They're totally playing with that character. Okay, so that was my 13. All right, let's see. 469 is back. Let's see if the connection is clear. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Canada. Can you hear me now?
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Yeah,
hey,
that was
buddy.
Me.
What's
I don't know
up?
Why you couldn't hear me. Hey, my buddy.
Yeah, but no one heard you.
Yeah, that's crazy. But,
okay,
yeah,
did you watch last night's By Fire?
Yeah, I did. I did. I agree with Francesco while he was saying that, Bruce Wayne, he knows what he's doing,
I don't know. To me, it's not that clear.
Oh, please. They probably hired that girl and to kind of play with Bruce Wayne's feelings and then he's going to be thinking with the wrong head. But we didn't see what happened after. So this is also Bruce Wayne. He's very smart. You know what I mean? So I wonder if they're going to show how smart he is from, is he going to allow him to be in the company? I know they're shaking hands, but you never know. You have to, kind of completely agree with it. But we don't know. I'm really excited to see what's gonna happen with him. Is he gonna really be all over that girl and let his company be taking over?
Yes. It's,
yeah,
it's definitely playing his heart. Everything's up in the air.
Yeah. Well, did you guys talk about...
So what was your favorite scene in last night's episode?
Wow, I really like Selena Kyle. Whenever she was emotional, you know, she felt betrayed by Jim Gunn. Even though Jim did not really betray her. You know what I mean?
Right.
I died by her own hand. But the way she played it, you know, she's really becoming that, you know, Catwoman, you know.
Yes.
We know.
That's so cool.
Thing, yeah. So that was
all right, cool. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to you, Matt, from Florida. What was your favorite scene, and tell us why?
I'd say the scene where Riddler killed
so sad.
Miss Kringle. That scene was just so sad and emotional.
Yeah.
And his acting was just so
crazy.
It's so
hard because we're rooting for a bad guy here. You know what I mean? It's just like, even when I'm like, oh, poor guy. I'm like, no, he's a psychopath.
Yeah. And
but,
then
you know, we've learned to love that character before it turns to that dark, evil world, and he's already has his foot, you know, in it already.
And then,
yeah,
and then the part where Bruce Wayne and Alfred are training in the soon-to-be Batcave.
That was
every
cool.
time I see,
I'm like, yes, Alfred is training him. Awesome.
Yes, and I can't wait to see him become Batman at some point. And I mean, like, every
Chris,
time.
Are you driving?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
My God. Be careful, bro.
Yeah, I'm careful. I'm the best
driver
in the world.
Okay.
And then, like,
okay.
every
honk,
time
wait, honk,
Gotham...
Wait, honk twice for Gotham. There you go. That's great. All right. I'm sorry, Matt. Keep going. Okay. Wait, who else is honking?
Francesco's driving. So
you're driving too, Francesco?
Yeah.
That's great.
And
that's awesome.
Come on,
well, drive safe, guys. All right, Matt, back to you. Sorry.
And then Firefly was pretty darn cool when she was using
cool.
that flamethrower. And man, that was just great visual effects on what they're doing with Gotham.
That fire is so well done.
Imagine what they're going to do with Mr. Freeze when he finally comes on board.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see a better kick-ass freeze gun. I mean, I love Captain Cold on The Flash, but, man, to see a better Mr. Freeze, don't make it like a crappy Arnold Schwarzenegger version. Please don't.
There you go.
Don't make his face fall.
I read on Movie Pilot that they're offering an open door to Arnold Schwarzenegger. How do you feel about that?
No,
that was on Movie Pilot.
Movie Pilot is false. Some of them are true. But
Matt, you're learning. Awesome. Yes.
But from Joe from Crypt, from my buddy Joe Francesco, and from Candor over here.
All right, cool. Okay, Francesco, give us your favorite scene of last night's episode.
All right, my favorite scene. I'll tell you that my not favorite scene is anything with Kat right now. With Catwoman, Selena. I mean, she plays She plays really well off of Bruce, but with anybody else, it just feels very fake, you know. But I have to.
Yeah,
say, okay,
it kind of looks like an actor's reel.
Yeah. But if I had to pick my favorite scene, I think scene was when you know, they were Edward and Miss Kim. Oh, was it Kimball or whatever her name is?
Oh, yeah, Miss Kringle.
Kringle, yeah.
Kringle.
Kristen Kringle.
They were just, like, on the bed talking. I like that. I felt lost for a second. I thought I was actually watching, like, a movie. But like, they did such a good job. Like, they were going back and forth and they were talking. I mean, that was such a good scene. I mean, like, when they were just trying to get to know each other. And he was so genuine.
Yeah.
And he didn't have that bad side of him, like, bothering him at that point. But, you know, whatever happened, happened.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you for sharing your favorite moment on last night's By Fire on Gotham. All right, so now let's open the floor to you guys. Anything you want to talk about Gotham or anything Gotham-related? How did you watch your Monday nights? Tell us. I want to know. Did you start off with Gotham and then switched over to Supergirl, or did you stick it out through Gotham and then continued with Supergirl? Let's go to you, Francesco. Well, what was your Monday night like?
Well, my Monday night, I got home around 8:30, so I was already missing a half hour of Gotham, and I really don't like to watch stuff. I really like to watch at the beginning. I didn't check the DVR. I already saw, somehow, I already saw Supergirl a way back. And I said, let me
okay,
just check
great.
It out.
Okay, great. Yeah, we won't go into that.
Yeah, but I was watching it just to see how it was, and then afterwards of watching it, I was like, you know what, let me check out some Gotham, and the DVR didn't record it for some reason, so I had to wait this morning to watch it, but yeah, I liked it. Like I said, I love Gotham, and it's such a good show. I just wish more people would give it a chance. And by the way, I'm calling Gotham Talk while I'm driving. I know there's people that are probably listening or probably going to
listen
tomorrow.
They are. I see the downloads. They are.
But if I can make an effort to call while I'm driving, I mean, let's get some fresh blood in here. I want to hear new people that with different opinions.
He doesn't
want to
hear Chris from Candor every week. Come on. Right, Chris?
I don't even want to hear myself.
Chris agrees. He doesn't want to hear himself either.
I don't want to, I don't want to be the only one here talking every day. I want to.
I love it.
I want to make a new
listen
people,
to the fans. This is what the fans want to hear. They want to hear new voices, right, guys?
We do want to hear new voices. And I would like to see what other people think about Gotham and every other show. And it'd be great to have a party here. You know, imagine calling in and we are talking, we are arguing, and kind of like you're sitting in a living room.
Yeah.
With your body and
we don't have to agree all the time, right, guys?
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be great to have more people to call in. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, Chris, for that little plug in there. Thank you so much. Let's go to you, Matt. Anything you want to talk about Gotham?
Well, I started my Monday night first watching Big Bang Theory, and then I flipped it over to Gotham in between just to see what was going on, because I was taping three shows at once in my DVR. And and then I watched Supergirl. Joe and I and Francesco and Chris were texting at the same time. Hey, Zeus, we need your phone number, because we were texting.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Sorry, Matt. Got to cut you off, but we're almost about to end the show. Francesco, anything Gotham?
Like I said earlier, I love the show. I just want people to just give it a chance. I mean, I know everybody wants to see Bruce Wayne, but there's a lot more to Gotham than just Bruce Wayne and Batman. I know it's kind of weird to say, but we got to find out how they got there. So, you know, let's just, you know, enjoy the journey, and, you know, we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey,
true words from
an
awesome fan. Let's go to you, Chris, from Candor.
Hey, yeah. I went to my friend's house, and I was watching Supergirl, and because he wanted to watch that, and then just later tonight, I mean later late at night, I watched Gotham. So yeah, but it was great, and again, I'm waiting for next episode.
Me too. Can't wait for the next one. Definitely, they are on fire, especially with the big reveal that Wayne Enterprises is behind this meta-human or experimental situation. Do you think it's getting a little loony now with this undercover operative of the experimental department of Wayne Enterprises, Chris?
Well,
Yeah, it kind of does. And at the same time, it kind of reminds me of, you know, it gives me the feel of Batman because Arkham Knight and, I mean, Arkham Asylum
right.
and all this, you know, it's really like...
It's a lot
yeah.
going on.
Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. All right. I want to thank Francesco, Matt from Florida, Chris from Candor for calling in. We will be back next week on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a good night. We're doing Supergirl Talk, so if you're a fan of that show, head on over to Supergirl Talk.
Yeah,
to find all the
number.
Information where to call in on our Twitter feed at Twitter to, at it's supergirltalk.com. And also, if let me see if I have the number here. Yes, okay. Supergirl guest line is 929-477-2786. Again, it's 929-477-2786. All right. This concludes Gotham Talk. Have a good night, guys.
Night.